Kate Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
All this week I'm asking and answering the question, what is love? We use the word love very loosely as we refer to things that we like or to things that please us. I love that blouse, or I really love that new car. We say that we love something, but we really don't mean love at all. With that background in mind, let me ask the question, what is love? What distinguishes love from mere infatuation? Dr. Henry Bowman, in his book, Marriage for Moderns, has summarized some characteristics of love. And this week, I'm going to mention these characteristics. I hope that you'll evaluate your own marriage relationship to see if your love measures up to these standards. In the first place, love is continually growing while infatuation may come suddenly. With this in mind, we need to recognize that love will last over a prolonged period of time. Young people frequently fall in and out of what they call love a dozen or more times. Actually, they're falling in and out of infatuation, but that doesn't sound so mature, so they dignify it with the title of love. But coming back to marriage, are you growing in your love for your marriage partner? Do you sense an ongoing deepening of the feelings that you have toward that person? Real love grows, and you ought to be doing those things that will assist your love to become stronger. At the same time, you ought to avoid those things that will potentially tear down your love. Secondly, real love comes out of an appraisal of all of the known characteristics of another person. Infatuation may come from a casual acquaintance with only a few of the characteristics of another person. You look at the other person's appearance and you become infatuated. You become infatuated with them because of their athletic ability or musical talent or outgoing nature. It's sad, but many marriages have taken place because of infatuation. After the marriage, as the people come to know more and more about the characteristics of the other person, they find things that they don't like. But it's too late. They're already married. That's why young people should date over a prolonged period of time and in many different situations. This gives them the chance to get to know more about the person they're going out with. In marriage, if two people genuinely love each other, they'll make every effort to develop characteristics of life that please the other person, consciously working to change old habits and to develop new responses that will please their marriage partner. In the third place, love is centered on the object of love, not on oneself. It is outgoing and shares itself. Infatuation is usually self-centered. Often what passes for love is only an attempt to meet one's own needs. In other words, it's really infatuation more than love. But real love delights in sharing with the object of the love. That's why a wife can find satisfaction in doing the routine chores of the daily household maintenance. That's why she can wash the dishes and mend various rips and tears, clean the floors, and be cheerful in what she does. She's doing it for the one she loves. On the other hand, the husband can find similar satisfaction in taking out the trash, doing odd jobs around the home, in working on the car. He's doing it for the sake of the one he loves. Both of these are sharing, taking their time and talents and using them to build a stronger home. Growth, acceptance, and giving. These are three of the many characteristics that distinguish love and infatuation. Please join me again tomorrow as I continue to answer the question, what is love?
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.